clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Whoa, you got to turn the mic up. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope my voice lasts. I did take a pill, but I don't think I took it in time, so I apologize in advance for my grogginess, or whatever you want to call it. Let's check out some temperatures around the listening area. 76 at Hollis, 74 at Hobart, 71 at Weatherford, 71 at Arnett, 71 at Beaver, and 74 degrees at the May Ranch. And where is that right there? Oh, there it is, Lahoma, 71 degrees. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 70 at Lipscomb, 73 at Dozer, 73 at Wellington, 75 at Childress, 76 degrees at Odell. First thing right off the bat, I want to congratulate a man from Dewey County, Jimmy Emmons. The news didn't bust until after my show yesterday, or if it did, I didn't catch it, so I apologize. And I know it's been all over social media, but excuse me, I want to personally congratulate him. He is going to be, I think he's going to be so good for the NRCS. He is. He was sworn as the assistant director to the chief of the NRCS yesterday. So he's number two. And, of course, I shot him a text last night and congratulated him. And I was forgetting what time it was in Washington. I was an hour behind. And then when we got through with all of our little chit-chat, I told him to get that Dodge money back so I can get my program I signed up for back on the deal. And I sent him a smiley face. And I just wanted to be the first one to see if I could get something out of him. But no, congratulations again to Jimmy. He's such a big advocate of soil health and plant health and simplifying. I think things are going to get really, really better and simpler at the NRCS. I really do. I think it's going to make a lot of the employees' jobs a lot easier, and we'll see. Anyway, congratulations again. Nothing else major going on. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, and I already have three people wanting to sell hay today. They got their hay put up, so they're ready to sell it now. So get your pencil and pen out. We'll have that the last segment of the show after Brandon. And then if you do have hay to sell and you want to sell it today, 580-225-9697. And text it in to me. And I need what it is, how much you want for it, where it's located, and can you load, basically. So, or if you're looking for some, same thing, shoot me a message here on our ag hotline and I'll get it out there on the air for you. So like I said, I already got three people notified me today that they're selling some hay. So here we go. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures jumped in overnight trading as the condition of the U.S. winter crop declined. I wonder when that was going to come up. About 52% of the winter wheat was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, down from 54% a week earlier, the USDA said in a report. In Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat, conditions fell a percentage point to 48%. 37% of the state was suffering from drought on May 13th, and that's up from 23% a couple months ago. Some 12% of Oklahoma was suffering from drought conditions last week, up from 7.8% a quarter ago and 5.5% on January 1st. About 64% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was headed at the start of the week, up from 53% 7 days earlier, and prior five-year average of 58%. Corn and soybean planting remain well ahead of their five-year averages, and emergence continue to move forward. 78% of the U.S. corn crop was in the ground. That's up from 62%, and half the crop has emerged versus 28% a week ago. 66% of the soybeans were planted compared with 48% a week earlier, and the average of 53% for this time of the year. 34% of the crop has emerged as a Sunday. So wheat futures rose 8¾ cents to $5.37¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures jumped 10¾ to $5.33½ a bushel. Corn futures for July delivery added 4¼ to $4.51¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery gained 1½ cents to $10.52, and soy meal was up 80 cents to $2.91.90 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.19 cents to 49.25 cents a pound. Let's see here. Today's inspection day. Inspections of soybeans for overseas delivery declined week to week, while grain assessments increased. Soybean inspections in the 7 days that ended on May 15th totaled 217,842 metric tons. That's down from 439,000 the previous week, but still higher than last year, which was 192,000. Corn assessments were 1.72 million. That's up 1.3 million a week earlier, and 1.24 million at the same point last year. A lot of corn going overseas. Examination of wheat for offshore delivery was up to 423,785 metric tons. That's up from 405,000 the week before, and definitely up from last year, 228,998 tons. So there you have it. Not a lot going on with our weather, according to the National Weather Service. Central Illinois, maybe. Some wind, thunderstorm blowing up a little bit. Basically, I think that's about it for that little report. What else we got? Oh, tomorrow. Hang on. Tomorrow, last reminder. Tomorrow at the Music Farms, west of Sentinel, actually 3.5 miles west of Sentinel on Highway 55 on the Music Farms. I think that wheat plot is on the south side of the road there, and then there we'll go over to the headquarters for lunch and stuff. I'll be doing my show. It is part of the OSU Extension Wheat Variety Tour, so this will be the 2025 Sentinel Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour. Tomorrow, 10:30, west of Sentinel. Speaking of Sentinel, I heard rumors. I heard somebody lost their tractor weights somewhere there west of Sentinel. For more information on this story, call Jimmy Rhodes. Woo! That's all I'm going to say. And then I did hear from his Uncle Ferris yesterday, and that's recovering in Oklahoma City. He called after the show yesterday to thank me for mentioning him Friday. So, Uncle Lawrence, and we wish him the best. He seemed in really good spirits yesterday for what they've been doing to him and what had to be done to that leg and foot. Whew. So, tough man. That's all I can tell you. I always thought he was tough before this surgery. So, prayers and thoughts going out for Lawrence that he gets better. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a, what is today? Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And I'll see if I can get a hold of Brandon. See what happened at Western Oklahoma and Elk City Livestock Auctions. See what's going on out here in the big auction world. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. Stoney LaRue. Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
We sell wheels. Generally, they're an aftermarket wheel. You want them to look chrome, look shiny. It's generally for the younger crowds. They want their vehicles to look a little spiffier. So the parents, grandparents are willing to do that, a one-time deal, let the kids take care of them. Generally, when they come in, they about halfway know what they want. We can narrow it down quickly, kind of how big are they looking, and if they're looking like chrome or black. And at that point in time, we can call and check for availability. Is this kind of what you're actually looking for? And give them a price.
Do they do things like, I don't know, birthday gifts, graduation, Christmas, that sort of thing?
Absolutely all those involved.
So a good gift for an 18-year-old might be wheels.
Yep, absolutely. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil controlled torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee trade-in event at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas. Here is your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update. 74 degrees, humidity's 31, dew point's 42. The winds are out of the north at 17 with wind gusts up to 21. Peak wind gust today, 32. 1.82 inches of rain so far this month. And 73 is your 8-inch soil temperature. Well, on the phone with me right now is world famous. He took a bath last night, I understood, to get the mud off of him. But Brandon Hickey.
Hello, Jimmy. Yeah, I had to have more than just my weekly bath today, this week.
Did you have to use a power washer?
I'm probably going to have to on my clothes before my wife will let me bring them in the house, I'm pretty sure.
I've been there and done that. You know, the best thing to do in a situation like you were in is do you have to go by Foss Lake on your way home?
No. I got not quite. I kind of just graze by the edge of it. I don't really go by it.
Oh, either that or farm pond. And just stop, yeah. Wade out there to your neck, and come back out, and all that stuff will loosen up, and it's a lot easier to clean up when you get home.
Yep.
A friend told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Well, let's start at Elk City. All I can say is this cattle market is amazing, and there's not a whole lot to, else to say about it. You guys had 1,661 at Elk City Friday. You had quite a few more cows there than you were expecting, and yep. And you guys had to post Thursday. You weren't taking any more, so that's I think that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's frustrating to some people that, you know, if they don't get the message and they're on their way with cows Friday morning, you know, I know it's somewhat frustrating, but you know, it's you just gotta you got to take care of what you can take care of, and you can get too many, and that's just hard to get everybody taken care of properly, and you know, and get done at a decent time so that you can get started on your calves and yearlings. So we just made the decision that, you know, if we get up there where we know we're gonna get up there in between that 600 and 700 cows, that we just start, you know, saying that's enough for this week. And you know, and you know, now that I've got the option of, you know, of being able to send them down the road to another barn where you know, I can take care of the cattle still for people, you know, on just, you know, 2 days later, it's kind of made that more of a, you know, more of a possibility that, you know, means, hey, we're full up here, but you know, run down the road 35 miles and 33 miles and we'll get them sold for you on Monday. So,
yep.
So, you know, it's kind of nice to have that, you know, to offer people where they don't just have to take them back home if they take the time to get them loaded up and brought, but they didn't get the, you know, didn't see the message that we were full up and you know, they get them, take them on down I-40 to exit 71 and we'll get them taken care of on Monday.
Yep, that'll work out good. Yeah, you know, my mama taught me when I was growing up, always call, make sure somebody's there. Because back then, I had to walk.
Yep.
So, but yeah, best thing is just call ahead and call you or the sale barn. And when, you know, because we was kind of in a crunch, you know, there was 3 weeks of rain there and things were, you know, it just caught up to you.
Yep, yeah, we knew we were going to be kind of having a catch-up run, you know, for being a little bit short for the previous three Fridays, but we really, I mean, we just there was a lot more of them show up than what we ever dreamed. So, but
yeah.
You know, that it's good markets, you know, we're getting to the end of the wheat grazing, and you know, people are getting ready to move some cows, you know, getting close to Memorial Weekend, and you know, stuff. Get people starting to get stuff going on, and you know, we need to get these cows out of our hair, get rid of these, you know. And so I fully understand that, you know, that it's time to move them. It's time to move them. But anyway, but yeah, we ended up, I think it was just right. We didn't have to turn very many away Friday. Most of them had got the message. Most of the people had got the message or the Facebook post. And so we didn't have to turn very many of them away. We ended up with 666 cows, and then just right just under 1,000 calves and yearlings. So just a nice day. We got done with the cows about 2:30 and got done with everything about 7:30. So
yep, I got there just in time to watch the tail end of the cows selling, and I'd have been out there a little quicker, but cousin Kay and I had some issues, and we'll discuss that later. But yeah, I never been yelled at that loud. But you'll understand why when we later on. What? So on the boy side, on the calves, what stuck out to you Friday? I mean, it just, you all know, looks great.
Yeah, it was all really good. It was a little bit softer. You know, I'd have called most everything 4 or 5 down. You know, we'd got about what was $12 down on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yep.
You know, right in front of our Friday sale, and you know, always makes you a little nervous when that does that. But I would have said overall, you know, we were down about 4 or 5 on the cash is what we was down from the previous Friday. But there'd be instances every now and then of something that wasn't a dad bit burn cheaper than it was the week before. You know, we had to. That very top deal on them 371 pound steers. I mean, I thought that was a phenomenal sale on them. And then anything that was kind of a heavy 5, 6, you know, light 7 weight that was thin, they sure hadn't backed off any at all either. So it was, you know, overall it was 4 or 5 cheaper, but there were some weights, some classes that that were still very, very sought after. Still lots of bidder activity on some of them cattle, lots of competition.
Well, K-Bar was happy with his sales, and and it should be. There were some good calves, but I was kind of disappointed in your auctioneer. I told him when those calves come in, whether they were the heifers or the steers, you know, we need to put Elk City on the map and set some records. And I said, and you got all these buyers up here now. And I said, if they don't call them, I'm not going to repeat on the radio what I told him to tell them they were. And but it didn't work. And of course, Deal, Bo, he was more worried about my second calf heifer crap. And Dustin was more worried about me planting goobers. And Rex Fleming walked in. Old Smiley Rex, he walked in. So you had a good crowd there.
We did. We did. They had a good crowd. Had lots of cattle to put in front of them. And just even though it was a shade cheaper than the week before, it was still an overall really good day.
Yeah, there's what I see here earlier. Some seven weights from Sweetwater, you know, almost 270 on some mid seven weights. So, I mean, it was good.
Yeah. It was the market was still on fire, even though it was just, you know, a little bit of caution, a little bit more caution after that $12 down on Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, I was glad that we got a couple of dollars of that back on Friday. That made me feel a little bit better, but that's the thing. You know, we've talked about that before. You know, right now, this cash is not being tied quite as close together with that with the futures board, just because our numbers are so short. It's, you know, the cash market is reacting, you know, about a third as fast as what the futures board does. So that, and that's a good thing. For us, because you don't feel like you're going to get caught in quite so big of a, you know, down spiral wreck like what we've seen happen before, because they are short enough on numbers that they, you know, that they're needing cattle bad enough that they, that, you know, yeah, they pull a little bit money off, but they're still kind of the mode we need cattle. So,
well, yeah, and we got that, and which I think is great, and then it looks like the butcher cows and bulls, they haven't lost any momentum that I'm looking at with your numbers.
Yep. I'd actually been just a smidgen higher on the cows, smidgen lower on the bulls Friday from what we were the previous Friday. But had a lot of really good killing cows and butcher cows on the deal. So it was but we might have been just a smidgen higher on the butcher cows, and maybe just a smidgen lower on the butcher bulls. But that could have been mostly had a pretty good high quality on the cows, and maybe not quite as good a yielding bulls as what we have been seeing, you know, overall, you know, the past several weeks.
Oh, so I take it the Marshall or the whatever he calls himself down there at Reed, he didn't bring any bulls up?
No.
What is a good word for him down there? What did they call that guy at the castle when he was trying to keep Robin Hood out of there or something? I don't know. There was a Knights of something. I don't know. I'll come up with that. I'll figure that out. So, what was the Lancelot or something? I don't know. Well, let's we'll save Cousin K for last. So we'll drive. Let's drive down I-40 and to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And I didn't see anything wrong yesterday. That's for sure.
Yeah, had a good run. The wheat has played out real quickly. We had some cattle that we showed up there that we weren't expecting until the week after our Memorial break. The wheat had played out a little faster than everybody thought, and the market had kind of taken a little bit of a hit. So everybody flogged them in there, brought them to town, but. And unfortunately, we just about had that place nice and dried out from the 12, 14 inches of rain we'd had back there in April and the very first of May, And I'll be danged if Saturday night we didn't get an inch of rain, and it looked like we got 4 or 5 inches.
Oh, no.
It was really, really muddy. Water was kind of deep in places, but the crew worked hard, and everything ran pretty smoothly. And, you know, we got those cattle through there in good shape, really nice run. And, yeah, it was sure a little cheaper than the week before overall, but still really, really, really nice prices and really good cattle, really good offerings, and sure lots of buyer participation. That I think they all kind of realized that maybe kind of the end of the feeder cattle run as far as the graze out wheat, that this week's going to be about it. If they're going to get any of these wheat pasture cattle, they're going to have to get them this week, because after this week we're going to be pretty well out of them. I think it's going to be pretty well done. And we'll come into, some smaller runs and some younger cattle, going into the week after Memorial Day. So they were definitely wanting to get some inventory, and the good cattle really, really sold good.
Yeah. No, I talked to a guy that lived down there by me yesterday. He took over 100 head in there yesterday, and he called me to get somebody's number over there, because he wanted to know if he had enough money to go to Vegas on. And so
I sure hope he didn't take all that to Vegas.
But then he when I called him back later to see how they done, being nosy as I am, I mean, it's my business to, on the radio here, to know everybody's right. business, and right. some stuff you don't want to know about. If you don't believe me, go to Warsaw County. And then, but there's or maybe up in Ellis County, there's some stuff I don't need to know about. But he said he probably had enough to go twice.
I have a feeling that if he really thought he was going to up and do that, that his wife would probably get a hold of him by both ears.
Oh, yeah. Now that oldest daughter his, she'd be all over that deal. And I'm going with you, Dad. So you never know what's going on down there. Did anything really, just one thing stick out yesterday over at Clinton, or at the Western Oklahoma?
Oh, without a doubt, it was them 7 weight grazing steers with condition. The several little, we didn't have any big packages of them, but we had quite a few little packages of steers kind of weighing from 675 to 7 1/4, 7 30, and them things bringing up there in the 330s on pretty much every set of them we ran in there.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
even the cutter bulls weren't bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The heifers, I seen that one bunch from Arapahoe of 70 that 753s brought 280. That got my attention. And then the one down here on the 74 from Weatherford, 890, mm-hmm. 266, 75. This wasn't a bad apple on the bag yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, they was really, really, really some nice cattle. And, and we've had some really big cattle. Some steers right off the wheat weighing 1172. You don't see that every day. That was pretty kind of neat to see that many of those big, 46 of those big 1172 weights come through the ring. Was pretty interesting, pretty neat to see. You don't get that many that big off, coming straight off of wheat like that.
Nope. How many of those big ones can they put on a semi-load? Is that a semi-load there?
Yeah, that was, I believe it was 1172 to 46 of them. I believe, if I remember right, that was right around 53,000 pounds.
Yeah, that was the right amount.
Yep.
And that was it. Well, I didn't remember to ask you before we went down I-40, what do you got coming down? Because you're going to be closed at Western Oklahoma this coming Monday. And then,
that is correct.
Yep. But you're going to be open at Oak City. What do you got yep. coming?
Well, we've got 50 older heavy bred cows on the list already, and I have had about six different calls 20 to 40 head groups of mostly 5 and 6 weight calves, a few lightweight calves, but mostly 5 and 6 weight calves, most of them weaned, you know, ready to turn right on out, and a few of them be coming right off the cows. But we'll should have another really nice run. I think probably the New Mexico drought out cows in New Mexico, they decided to hold off another week. So we won't have them this week, probably looking at them coming in the following Friday. We'll probably probably have 300 to 500 cows again, probably 600,000 to 800,000 calves and yearlings again. Should be really nice run, some really good offerings, lots of home raised calves, most of the consignments kind of 20 to 40 heads.
Well, that'll work out good. What, did you tell me what was coming from New Mexico there the week before last when you announced it? What kind of cattle's coming?
There's a couple of ranches, two or three guys I've talked to out there, got some ranches that they just didn't get all this moisture that we've got, and they're kind of suffering on the amount of grass they've got for the cows. And, you know, they're kind of, what they was talking about sending to be anything from a 3 to 8 year old, and the vast majority of them will be pairs with, you know, the calves kind of being born in February, March. There'll be a few littler ones on them, but the vast majority of them will be February, March calves, and 3 to 8 year old cows. Oh, they'll be, you know, not scary thin, but, you know, a little bit on the thinner side coming out of the drought country. So, we hate that for anybody, but, if they try to send them up here, we'll try to get them as good a price as we can out of them. So.
Well, I got you. Well, I appreciate that. And, because I got a couple guys called me yesterday, and I said, man, I think that bunch he had there last Friday wasn't the bunch he was talking about a couple weeks ago. So I was glad I was right on something finally. All right, I got to tell you my Cousin Kay experience.
All right.
So you said something about dating the week before. So you really, this is your fault. Did you not?
I said something. I did make some comment about that. I wondered if they always had to leave so early on Fridays that, you know, they didn't stay near as long as they used to, you know, on Fridays, if it was because they had, you know, needed to go see their boyfriends. I did mention something.
Yeah, okay. Well, out of curiosity, Friday when I walked in after I ordered my food, I asked them, all of them. This was a group deal. Now, I didn't just single out the manager. I said, so what dating sites do you guys use to find these guys? Well, I couldn't get an answer, so I volunteered some answers for them. And I said, is it farmersonly.com or what? I still didn't get any answer. And I said, you guys, right now, while the cattle market is really good, that if there's some widowed or single farmers or ranchers, this is the best place in the world to find a date, at the sale barn, especially if they're selling cattle.
Yeah.
They didn't think I was funny.
And they yelled at you. I can't imagine.
Yeah, they yelled at me and then asked me to leave. So to save grace, we were planting peanuts anyway. I didn't go to church Sunday because I didn't want to face her.
They might get yelled at again.
And I'm gonna have to be really careful when I go in there for a few weeks until she tones her down about what I order and make sure I'm watching while she's cooking.
I can
see some bad stuff coming out of there. But the special was really good Friday though.
Yes. Yeah. There were lots of compliments on that. And but have you ever remembered? I've been meaning to ask you. Have you remembered to order a bowl of raw pinto beans?
No, I have forgot. I'm putting that on my calendar. I forgot. No, I'll get on that real quick. And One last question before I let you go, because I know you're busy. And what do you think? Are you seeing has the heifer retention picked up any at all, or is it still things are going the way they've been going?
It's pretty well still going the way it's been going, at least in, at least in our part of the world, it's pretty well going the same way. I mean, there's a little bit of retention going on in Western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, but it's probably just barely enough to offset the number of cows that's going out of the deal. Now, I've heard, rumblings and some rumors that there's quite a bit more retention going on up north. Especially in the Dakotas, Nebraska, up there in that part of the world, that there's quite a bit more heifer retention going on there. I don't know if that's verifiable or not, but I have heard that there is quite a bit more of it going on up there in that part of the world. But here in our little nook of the woods, in our little corner of Texas Panhandle and Western Oklahoma, it's, there's a little bit happening, but it's just probably barely enough to offset the number of cows that we're selling. And I've had a couple of different guys that in the last 3 weeks kind of interested in buying some replacement heifers, and we've had some really nice sets. But when you go to dollar and out, the 74 from Weatherford that you quoted on there a while ago, I mean, they would have really made a really, really nice set of cows. But it's just pretty good price to start out with an open heifer. If you're going to keep that heifer, and calve her and then sell the calf, you're a long ways from your first paycheck on that thing. So it's a lot of dollars to start out with. Kind of scared both those guys off up there about waiting. And buy some lighter ones this fall and grow them themselves instead of having quite that much money in them to begin with, where they was going to have to be just to get the feedlots whipped off of them. Decided they'd wait till this fall. Of course, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's coming? And, if this thing keeps going like we're going, to keep being short on numbers. I mean, some people think that Monday was sure enough our top. That we're probably not going to get any higher than what it was on the big up day there on Monday. But again, what the futures board does and what the cash deal does may be a lot more separated than what it has been in previous years, just because of the circumstances we're in.
Well, yeah, as long as the deal down on the border keeps kind of going on and off, because we do not need that screw worm back in America. We don't need that here. I don't care if they shut it down for a year. It won't make me any difference. And right. I know some guys down there in Texas that get some of those Mexican cattle over and they put them out on some grass and stuff, and mm-hmm. they do fine with them. But right now, we don't need it. And then we got the heifer deal going on, the shortages going on, and I really don't think the feedlots can get the cattle any bigger. They might a little bit, but not, it just... I think it's just a good thing for us.
Yeah. No, I agree. We sure don't need that back in here. Do not need to get that reintroduced to, and I know they're very, very concerned about that. Read a deal that they're working on maybe getting another infertile fly business going, getting another one of the places. There's one, they've got one in Panama that the United States operates that they release sterile flies, and that's how they cut back, and that's how they eradicated them originally out of the United States.
Right.
Was releasing sterile flies, and so they're worried about it enough that they're sure strongly considering building a second facility to get those sterile flies released, maybe building it further north on up in Texas area. So hopefully our government will stay diligent on that and keep that out of here. We don't have to re-eradicate it after we've already done it once. Maybe we won't have to re-eradicate it again, but they're taking steps to be able to, sounds like they're taking steps from what I've read to try to be prepared to be able to get some a stronger volume, a higher volume of more numbers of the sterile flies released to maybe get that cut back down. So.
Yep, sure will. Well, Brandon, thanks a lot. I guess I'll see you Friday, and appreciate you taking your time out to come on today. Everybody really enjoys it.
You bet. You bet. Have a great day.
Hey, and we got some good hay coming up for sale here towards the end of the hour, so get your pen and pencil ready.
All righty.
Okay, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this down on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sayre on Saturday, July 19th. It's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. Stoney LaRue, Oklahoma breakdown, it sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, hey, you're not a never-tweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update for Camargo. 74 degrees, dew points 42, humidity's 31. The winds are out of the northwest at 20 with wind gusts up to 26. I think they're supposed to start diminishing here pretty quick. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 74 degrees. Sunset at 8:39. Sunny and 84. 51 and clear tonight with light winds. Tomorrow, no wind at all, it looks like, and 87 for a high. Well, I had somebody send me a text on the old ag text line. He said, hey, Jimmy, it's me. And he said, say something funny. Well, I guess I can say something funny about your grandpa, since he doesn't know how to figure peanut seed quantities, and he ended up running short. So, Brady, what do you think? Is that funny, or just kind of, is your grandpa getting old and can't think for himself? And he, maybe you should take over the math on the peanut seed for old grandpa, and maybe he needs to communicate with you guys a little bit better. But all laughing aside, if anybody wants to have a really good drone video made of their farm while they're doing something with the cattle or just the farm and then in ranch and in maybe they're planting something, haying or something, this little young man, he's only 16 years old, but I'm going to tell you something. He made a, if you guys follow me on Facebook, he made a little video last Sunday while we was planting nuts, and he did a really good job. So if you're interested in that, I'll hook you up with Brady. He's pretty cool. All right, let's see here. We got, oh, I had another message on the text line for some more hay. So I'm up to four people. So after this next break, you guys get ready, and I've got four people, three of them's wheat hay, and one of them's true to cow. Let's check out some numbers before we take a break. According to the USDA, May 1 hay stocks jumped 15% from last year. Don't get your hopes up yet. Let me finish this story out. In their annual inventory of collective U.S. hay mow, USDA pegged May 1 hay stocks at nearly 24.1 million tons, which was up nearly 3.1 million tons of hay, 15% from last year. That follows a 47% inventory boost from May 23rd to May 24th. Some of our largest hay-producing states had significant year-over-year stock gains. Wisconsin up 167%, Minnesota up 140%, Texas is up 100%, Missouri is up 85%, Nebraska is up 84%. Some of them main ones that went down, New Mexico down 55%. I'm sure that's got something to do with that drought, as Brandon was talking about earlier. And West Virginia down 54%. So I gandered on down this chart and I found Oklahoma. Oklahoma's hay stock this year compared to last year is down 33%. And Kansas, where did I see that? They're down 28%. So I know a lot of hay got rained on. A lot of hay didn't get cut because of the rain. There's all kinds of factors in that. So looking ahead, since the record low May 1 hay stocks of 2023, barns and stacks have been swelled by nearly 10 million tons. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. When I come back, I have your Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma weather forecast, and I'll have the four people that's got hay for sale. Get your pen and pencil ready. We'll be ready to rock and roll.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 12th. 956 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 413, brought 430. 12 at 642 brought 345, 3 at 667 brought 294, 4 at 763 brought 295, 10 at 765 brought 294, 7 at 886 brought 279.50, 23 at 1004 brought 266, 7 head of heifers at 424 brought 400, 4 at 478 brought 347.50, 10 at 499 brought 340, 9 at 637 brought 313, 64 at 791 brought 277.50, 14 at 811 brought 273.50, 15 at 911 brought 249, butcher cows were 119 to 161, butcher bulls brought 158 to 210.50, red cows were 1950 to 2400, pairs brought 2650 to 2825, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Tipton, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. And why is it not up? Bear with me here a second. 75 degrees, humidity is 31, dew point's 42, the winds are out of the northwest at 18 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79 degrees, sunset 8:35, 84 today. Looks like the winds are going to start diminishing off here in just a few hours, 59 tonight, and sunny and 93 tomorrow. Warming up. Okay, you guys ready for Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Let's start on the text line. I know this man real well. This will be down at Willow. Good green wheat hay put up right. Bales will weigh around 1,300 pounds, asking $70 a roll. Call Richard Hood at 580-450-6751. Good green wheat hay put up right. Bales around 1,300 pounds, asking $70 a roll. Call Richard Hood at 580-450-6751. Now around Carter here, Tristan Breeze, 580-729-2299. He's got some 5 by 6 round bales of wheat hay, fertilized twice and weed sprayed, not rained on, $70 a bale. He has 80 of those bales available. Call Tristan Breeze at 580-729-2299. Here at Elk City, right south of Elk, a little ways. Matter of fact, Brett Davis, 300 bales of beardless wheat hay, great hay, not rained on, $80 a bale. And looking at the pictures, there's some good looking bales. 405-694-8313. Brett Davis, 405-694-8313. 300 bales of beardless wheat hay, great hay, not rained on, $80 a bale. And then I saved the best for last. No, I'm just quoting. Me, I have 40 bales of true-to-cow hay, fertilized and not rained on, $75 a bale, right there at West Carter. Jimmy Clark, 580-821-6646. 580-821-6646. 40 bales of true-to-cow, fertilized and not rained on, $75 a bale. What do you guys think, huh? I just wanted to share you. I was kind of caught off guard this morning. I know the ground's warmed up, But while we were filling some water up there, we're planting peanuts on my place. I walked out there and we planted these Sunday morning, started late Sunday morning. And they already sprouted today. Old ground is really warmed up. It's really getting it, but it's getting dry. I seen the Long Ranger a while ago. We have a chance of some rain coming Monday. And you know, it's a holiday. It always rains on a Monday. So what did I see here from Lacey? Let's see here. Bear with me a little bit here. 1 second. There it is. Yeah, it's showing 20-30% chance of rain this weekend. But hey, that's better than nothing. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening today. Thanks, Brandon Hickey, for coming on. And thanks to everybody who participated in Hay Day Tuesdays. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Music Farms tomorrow, Wheat Plots, 10:30. See you guys later.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5.